Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show on your radio. Hey, follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's journey. Last week I lost 3 pounds and amazingly I've kept it off. Now the reason I lost 3 pounds is because I was sick as a dog. I had influenza type A. I was drinking as much fluids as I can. Like when you're sick, you know you gotta try to have some like chicken noodle soup and fluids and just get through that crap. Well, I did, and I actually lost another pound and a half this week. I'm down to 380 is my current weight.
That's good.
And that's not bad, but I swear, Alex, I'm 33. I'm not that old of a guy. Like, that's not old. I know you and Liv are like, oh, he's so old, but I'm not. My body's falling apart between the influenza that I had, and now, mm-hmm. now that I'm getting old, I'm like, I've got the influenza, but I had that. My back from laying down so much in bed, which sounds so silly, like it was pinching, like it was sore, and then I coughed the other day walking around my room, so my back's out. I haven't been to boxing, because I really love going to Title Boxing Club. I really do. I get all my aggression out. It's not really that much of an impact on my hip. I haven't been boxing in over 2 weeks. I'm going to try to go today, but my back's still sore. It's getting better. But I just need, I'm in a funk. I cannot wait to actually start working out consistently and getting back into that because it feels good when you get that cardio. Like even you've been doing stuff lately. You've been doing Pure Bar and doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, well, sort of. It's all right. I'm making myself do it. I literally just want the abs. That's it.
Do you have them?
We should have an ab off. I'm looking a lot better, actually. Yes, a few of my friends have pointed it out to me. They've noticed that my chicken nugget tummy is getting tighter. But like, if you haven't been doing any cardio, you haven't really been doing any working out at all, then are you at least eating healthy and staying on your healthy diet plan?
I'm not eating healthy. I'm eating healthier. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to act like I've been doing everything. Like, today, I brought some McDonald's in. I got a couple of
And yesterday.
Like,
yeah, I'm a little confused.
And I think the day before.
I'm confused. Are you really sticking to your diet plan?
I'm eating healthier. I don't know about a diet plan.
Okay.
McDonald's can be healthier.
Even pork chops saw me the other day when we went to Chick-fil-A. Well, I got the grilled nugs.
What are your items that you're getting?
Well, I'm doing the same old thing for breakfast. It's the yogurt. I have a tablespoon of peanut butter. Oh, yeah, the yogurt's great. It helps with your poop. I have that.
Ew.
Oh, my God. People poop.
What else?
Welcome to the world.
What else?
Then I have some blackberries and raspberries in there.
That's all from McDonald's?
No.
I was talking about what you get from McDonald's.
Yeah, what are you getting from there?
I'm sure Pops and I got a Diet Coke and I got 2 sausage burritos.
Okay.
Burritos aren't that bad. Those are good. Actually, pretty decent.
I'm the kind of person that I think any processed food is not going to be good for you.
Well,
it's just, I mean, there's studies, obviously, but like, it's not good for you, and it's not good for your metabolism.
Joe, I'm telling you, I lost 40 pounds in 4 months, and for breakfast, a lot of the times, I would get an egg white McMuffin, a hash brown, and a large orange juice.
I mean, I can tell you right now, if you're at least going to, if you're compromising on like the type of food you're eating, like if you want to get breakfast burritos, then you at least can't get Coke. Even if
it's diet.
That's 10 times worse for
orange
you.
Juice,
has
yeah.
aspartame in it.
Orange juice is all sugar.
Yeah, but it's real sugar.
Diet Coke is worse for you than regular.
Orange juice either. I would not get orange juice either. I would get water. I would get water.
From McDonald's?
Pork chops, I know you lost. I know you lost 40 pounds, but you can't keep it off.
I know. If I kept eating like that, I would. But right now, I'm not eating like that.
Right.
If you were going to...
So we're talking about a realistic change.
This
here.
Is realistic.
If on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 trying the hardest, how well do you think you fell on the scale for this last week, for Joe's journey?
Oh, God. I think Joe's journey the past two and a half weeks has been like a 5. I'm not going to lie about it.
Well, that's good that you're not lying. You're
And that's the only good thing I can take out of it. It's like, imagine if my doctor's like, Joe... You're gonna die if you don't start doing this at a level 10.
I mean, let's say you can't jump right into boxing right away. Isn't there some other working out you can do?
You can go on walks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm trying to. Like right now, though, just with my leg pinching like it is, like my nerve in my back, it's hard to move. It sucks. And that also probably would not be a problem if I didn't weigh as much either. But
are you going to the chiropractor again?
I'm very cheap. I like my chiropractor, but probably not. I don't know.
So then you're just going to like lay around with a pinched nerve and then just like keep having an excuse for why you can't work out or what?
I've been trying to stand more in the studio and I've been trying to like, I'm going to throw a pen at your eye, pork chop. You're on my side. Don't forget that.
I'm just bringing it to the point. Like, so you're telling us you can't work out because you got a back messed up, but then you don't want to get your back fixed.
No,
so what is
the
solution?
I do want to get my back fixed.
It doesn't sound
like
it.
There's only so much that can happen. What?
Joel Daddy's best friend is a chiropractor. He can fix you up probably for free. He does me for free.
I love walking on people's backs.
Yeah,
I love the crunch. I'm a crack
walking
addict.
Walking on my back, stabbing me in the back. What else are you doing over here?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, let's just pretend we didn't do Joe's Journey, because coming up next to what we're into.
No, here we go. God. See, the people can see through this BS that we deal with. And see, then you try to act like we're the bad guy.
All right, like I said, mine involves a delicious treat you're going to want to put into your mouth. It's at Chick-fil-A, by the way. I'm giving it all away. But what are you into? It could be food. It could be music. It could be fashion. A show. It doesn't matter. We would love for you to share it with us. Something new and cool to check out. 833-JOE-ALEX. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What we're into, it's next.